Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, breaking news overnight. We're waking up learning about the U.S. Military airstrikes in eastern Syria against Iranian-backed groups. Joining us now to tell us more about what led to this and what may come next, ABC News Pentagon correspondent Louis Martinez. Louis, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. Tell us a little bit about the background here. What led up to the strike yesterday?
Sure, there's been a series of rocket attacks, of drone attacks against the U.S. military bases inside eastern Syria. Still about 900 American troops there helping Syrian Kurdish forces against ISIS. Yesterday we learned that there was a deadly one-way drone attack against one of those bases that killed an American contractor, injured five service members, as well as another contractor. The United States, after that, under the direction of President Biden, ordered military strikes against Iranian-backed groups that are believed to be responsible for these attacks. It's believed that more than 78 attacks since the start of 2021 have been launched by these Iranian-backed groups. So the United States taking it to these Iranian proxy groups that have been responsible.
You mentioned there has been an escalation in violence there. Did this come as a complete surprise, or because there has been an escalation, maybe it was expected something like this was bound to happen?
I think it was bound to happen that there might be some casualties as a result of these attacks. I've been seeing these reports come in over the last year or so. And it's been actually, I think, a matter of time before we would see some injuries because it's just the frequency has been just increasing over time. Those American troops are exposed in these small bases, and you're seeing these attacks. And the United States has these counter-drone operations that can bring them down and can have prevented casualties. But in this case, it appears that this was an Iranian-made drone that was able to clear defenses and strike that camp in deadly fashion.
Has there been any response to the U.S. drone strike from Iran?
I'm not clear yet. Again, these are Iranian groups supported by Iran. Iran always tries to work against U.S. interests in the region, whether it be in some military form or not. But what did happen here is that it looks like these airstrikes, and we're not sure if they were carried out by manned aircraft or not, but it looks like there may have been some fatalities on the ground, according to some relief organizations inside eastern Syria.
All right. We'll keep listening for more reporting. Louis Martinez from ABC News. Appreciate it very much. Thanks,
Paul.